Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Another hour just started here. We welcome you to the program. I am Johnny Dean here with the Professor Rick Plum, here for you for the balance of the hour as we get started on the Bucket Strategy Investing. If you have any questions on some of this stuff, that we had talked about either today or yesterday, we're trying to get caught up on some of these things. You can give us a call right now, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We're trying to get, as I say, get caught up on some of these questions that, oh, wow, huh, interesting. That has nothing to do with anything. I get these news alerts. Penny Marshall died. Wow.
Oh, that's not good. She wasn't that old, was she?
75. Wow. Sorry if I seem distracted. Once in a while I get these, and it just that's another part of our youth gone. Wow. Although I didn't watch that show, but you know,
anyway. She was a good director too.
Yeah, she directed a number of A League of Their Own, I think, was hers.
I can't remember all of them.
That was about the women that played.
I know what the movie is. Oh. I enjoyed the movie. Yeah. I just don't know if she was the.
I could be wrong. Anyway, wow. Okay, start up again. Some of the things that we were getting caught up on from the, not just this week, but last week. We only have this week. We have today and the rest of this week to talk to you about whatever's on your mind. And then we're going to be off for the Christmas break for basically about 8 or 9 days. We're going to come back live on the 2nd of January. Some of the questions we got had to do with small businesses. And I guess I want to just address that briefly here. Some questions that we get, because we do have business owners that call us and people who email us, and Professor Plum from time to time does meet with business owners. And a lot of times they're asking us, you know, I didn't know how much I was going to make, but as it turned out, I did pretty well this year, which is a nice thing, but I'm going to get hit with the tax bite. I probably will. And we've had calls from people who say the same thing. What do I do? How do I get how do I set myself up with this business, which I didn't necessarily think was going to do as well, but it had, but now I'm going to wind up paying a bunch of taxes because it's, you know, puts me up into another bracket. Well, there's some small business planning that you can do, and I'm just going to run down some of these things here. Some things that, you know, one of the first questions people ask that we often get is, well, should I be incorporated? Now, incorporation carries with it certain benefits, Professor Plum. Some on the tax side, some on the liability side, not maybe as many as many people think. But let's talk about that for a second. Somebody owns a small business. Maybe they're the only employee. I would suggest if they do have employees, then they may want to consider incorporating. But, you know, we'll consider somebody who's just in business for themselves right now. How do they decide whether or not they should form a corporation and do all that stuff, or just continue to be the sole proprietor that they are?
Well, forming a corporation has one of two potential benefits. One is a limit of liability, and the other is some form of a tax play. So why are we doing this? Are we trying to limit our liability from, usually it's from employees, equipment, or something else, or are we trying to create something of a more beneficial tax situation? If it's the limit of liability, we have to look at, okay, what liability are we trying to limit ourselves from? I had somebody who wanted to create an LLC to have their stock portfolio in it so that they could protect their stock portfolio from themselves, basically. Well, that doesn't work. What liability do they have from owning IBM, Microsoft, Apple? Other than the share price going up and down, they don't have any liability from a product liability standpoint if I just own the stock. So what type of liability were they protecting themselves? In their mind, they were protecting the stock if they got in a car accident and somebody sued them. Well, that doesn't help. Because if somebody sues me, and they sue me for everything I own, well, what do I own? I own that LLC. So the stock is in it. It's not like, well, it's an LLC. You can't have it. I own it, but you can't have it. So that's not protecting in that respect. However, on the other side, I was speaking with a gentleman. I was on the air. We were talking. The gentleman was a contractor, a roofing contractor. He was a sole proprietor. He had people that worked for him, driving trucks, equipment, going out to job sites, doing work. And every time they got in those cars and they went on the road, there's liability. And if one of them got into an accident, if somebody did something at the house that caused the problem at the house, burned the house down.
One of his employees.
He didn't have anything to do with it other than they were working for him at the time. It was an error on their part. They're still going to sue him. And they're going to sue the company owner, and they're going to get right through he's everything. Everything he owns is on the line. But if he were to create some form of entity, a limited liability company or some kind of corporation, then unless he's actively involved in the problem that created the event, that so he can be tied to it personally, the most they can do is sue the company. Now, the assets of the company are on the line, but his personal assets in other areas are not on the line. So what is it that we're trying to protect against? Are we trying to protect against ourselves? A surgeon who thinks that they can incorporate to avoid malpractice is kidding themselves. Maybe I'm a surgeon and I incorporate and I have a medical practice and I do a surgery and somehow I botch it up and the person sues me. Well, you can't sue all these other assets that I have because I'm incorporated. Sure they can. Sure they're going to sue the corporation, but they're going to sue you personally because you're the one that did it. If you belong to a group of surgeons and one of the other guys did it, now they can't sue you personally, but anything that's belonged to the group could be sued. So what is it from a liability standpoint that we're trying to protect? And if I have employees, I want to protect them. And so that's, if you have employees, that is one reason to start looking for some form of business entity around you to be able to protect yourself. Now, liability is one thing. The other thing is taxes. And so is there a way to potentially manipulate the tax situation? And there's different types. If you do an LLC and you're the only owner of the LLC, absolutely nothing from a tax standpoint. In fact, you still file a sole proprietor, self-employed income, Schedule C. If you have partners, I would much rather be part of an LLC. If John and I were going to go into business and do something, I don't want to be a partner with him, but I will be a limited liability owner with him. So he owns 50% of the LLC, I own 50% of the LLC. We can limit the liability from each other, whereas with a partnership, we can't. So there are reasons to do things. But from a tax planning standpoint, the LLC in that case, we can shift income back and forth between us because we know that I'm going to do all the work and he's not going to do anything.
Well, sure. You set up a shop where, you know, you repair a motorcycle.
You can bet you're not doing anything.
Well, I might, but you better make sure that you have that liability insurance for when the guy's wheel falls off or something like that mid-jump, okay?
All right. But on the other hand, if we're doing some kind of a band and we need somebody to play, you know.
And somebody to set up the equipment properly and all that.
I'm a good roadie.
Oh, you're a good roadie? All right. Well, I'm trying to think what dangers exist being in a band. I honestly don't know. I get mobbed by my
Well,
band
I wouldn't
fans.
Be doing any of the work, though.
Well, no, you
wouldn't. The talent would be all on that side. So
That's
the
true.
Income that we get from that, we'd want to shift over. But if we're looking for tax savings, generally you're going to move towards away from an LLC and into some type of a corporation. There's two main types of corporations.
Yeah, you have the most common type is probably the S corporation. You have C corporations, and generally those are the two different types that you see.
C corporation is the full all the big companies.
It's what the Chase Manhattan is.
They're all big C corporations. That's the main style of corporation, the big ones where you see shareholders and
yes.
You got all this. And a C corporation is its own tax identity. It is completely separate as a tax identity than the owners are. Now, the owners may get some taxable income if the C corp decides to pass on income to them and things, but whatever profit is not passed on to the shareholders is taxed at the corporate level. The corporation has its own tax brackets, its own tax return, everything of that nature, and it's completely separate from you. On the other hand, there's kind of a half step between you and the corporation if you wanted, and that's an S-corp. Most small companies are S-corps. And the S-corp does have its own tax return, but it is not its own tax identity. Whatever profit is left in the business that is not paid out to the shareholder, the owner, as salary, shows up on the owner's tax return. It doesn't have its own tax bracket. If I have a corporation that pays me $50,000 a year, and at the end of the year, after all is said and done, there's $60,000 of profit for that corporation after paying all the expenses, I, as the owner, am going to pay taxes on that $60,000. If it's a C corporation, and it's paid me same expenses, everything's done the same way, basically, $60,000 worth of profit stays in the business because it didn't pay it out to me, the business, the corporation, pays the taxes. I, as the owner, do not. So it's all a matter of, do we want to shift? And each one of those has different advantages and disadvantages. Generally, smaller businesses are going to be S-corps, much more flexible, and we can do things. And the reason to do it is to try to, in some cases, cut down on FICA taxes.
You know, FICA taxes.
Social Security taxes.
Yes, and you can do that, but you can only do it to an extent.
Well, I can do it to an extent that I have other people or capital working for me. Where if I'm a sole proprietor, in that example, I would have $110,000 worth of profit on my bottom line. I have to pay self-employment tax, Social Security tax, on all 110. But if I am a S-corp, and I have people working, I have capital working, and I can say I'm taking a salary of 50, and that's a reasonable salary for what I do, the other 60 comes to me, still as ordinary income, but no Social Security tax.
Yes, and the Social Security tax for a self-employed
individual person is a lot more than the ordinary income tax.
15.2% is probably, 0.3, it's probably the biggest tax that you're going to pay. All right, we've got to take a break. Coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
The synergy between a structured strategy and integrated investments. You're listening to Bucket Strategy Investing.
That you are, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Getting into some, we've been talking about corporations this hour and self-employed folks, and really what I want to also get into is some tax savings that you may be able to do. Now, but before the end of the year, I don't know if you're going to be able to pull any of these things off because we are running out of time. You probably have this week, maybe a portion of next week to get it done, but you're really, it's down to the wire, as they say. But if you've got a small business, and we'll say maybe an S corporation or whatever, because that's what many people have, or I guess you don't even have to be incorporated for some of these retirement plans.
You don't have to be incorporated for any retirement plan.
No, and so we've got some things that need to be set up before the end of the year.
They don't need to be funded before the end of the year, but they, in many cases,
they have to be established right
before the end of the year.
You're looking at 401ks for sure.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of time to really deal with a 401k. Sole proprietor could still do a solo K, a one-person 401k,
yeah, that's,
and get the contribution.
That's
but somebody who's an S-corp who's taking, unless you're going to give yourself a big bonus check right now at the end of the year, it's probably a 401k for this year is a little bit late.
No.
But the profit sharing plan can work.
Sure. Defined benefit plan?
Defined benefit plan definitely could work, but you have to have it in place. Mm-hmm. At least the legal work, the paperwork. You know, you got to get the paperwork done before January 1st, so December 31st earlier. And we're running out of time.
As long as you have it established, Professor, after the first of the year, I mean, what are you saying? You can still contribute to it and have it count for 2018?
Well, the company can make their contribution to a retirement plan at any time up until they file their return. They just have to have the plan of, you know, open and in place for the tax year. So assuming your tax year ends on December 31st, you have to have the plan in place before the end of the year. But the funding doesn't have to go in. In fact, in many cases, the funding rarely goes in until after the end of the year.
Right.
Especially for a sole proprietor, because they have no idea what their actual profit was until after the fact. And retirement plan contributions are based on the earned income of the individual, the employee. So if you are an S-corp, you have a pretty good idea what your earned income is. It's your salary. But the corporation does not have to make the contribution, the corporate contribution, until they file their tax return, even with extensions. So it could be quite a while before they do that. Defined benefit plan, same thing. Set it up, and now after everything's said and done, you have your actuary figure out how much you're going to be putting in there. It takes a little time. You put it in at some point before the corporation files its return. Self-employed individual, same thing. The only plan, the only retirement plan that a company contributes to that does not have to be set up by the end of the year is a SEP, a simplified employee pension. It can be set up at any time and accept contributions for this tax year at any time before the tax return for this tax year is filed. It doesn't have to be set up by the end of the year. It just has to be set up by the time you do it. So if you are a sole proprietor and you file an extension, you could wait until next October to fund this year's SEP contribution.
And a lot of people are saying SEP, simplified employee pension. People say, well, what is it? It's a pension. It's an IRA.
It's not a pension. It's a contribution. It's a company contribution to the individual's IRA, individual retirement account.
Yes, yes. Okay. To the employees or whatever.
And as a self-employed person, you're kind of like two different things. You're an employee and the owner, all bundled as one thing. So it's the company that's putting it in. So it's different than your own personal individual IRA contribution limit of $5,500, $6,500. The company has its own limit. And even though it can go into the same account if it's set up right, the company has a limit on what it can put in, and you have a limit on what you can put in. And they're different.
Well, yeah, just like a 401k as well. Now, a 401k, you mentioned all the company has to do is have it established before the end of the year. They have until the time they file their tax return to make an employer contribution.
Well, a 401k is actually like two sides mm-hmm. to the equation. There is the employee side, where the employee can contribute up to $18,500 of their salary. So,
which means this year.
Which means you've got to issue a check between now and the end of the year if you're a corporation of at least $18,500 to be able to defer $18,500 if you're just now setting up the plan. In addition to what the employee can do, there's the employer side, the business side. And the business side can put in on an S-corp or a C-corp on a corporation side up to 25% of the employee's salary. And there are upper limits, and the two of them combined can't go over certain limits. But for most people, you can do both of those sides as a small employer if you're incorporated. Same thing if you're not incorporated. Mm-hmm. If you're an LLC or you're a sole proprietor, you calculated it. It's a little different math. It's kind of wonky. I'm not going to get into it, but basically the same amounts. So you can put quite a bit away. I mean, you could put as much as $55,000 away if you make enough.
Potentially,
to be able to put that much away money now, on a tax-deductible basis.
If you're these are for small business owners, what we're talking about. You're looking for ways to save taxes potentially before the end of the year. We are running out of time. Some things to consider, though, on these retirement plan. Number one,
employees.
Might be employees. Because if you have employees or you don't have employees, that can make a big difference.
Well, the question is, do you have to include your employees as part of the contribution? You know, sure, I make $100,000 a year, but I've got three employees that have been with me for several years, and they all make $60,000, $70,000 a year, too. I want to put away a contribution for me, but I don't want to put away. So I make $100,000. I want to put $25,000 away for me, but
as the owner,
as the owner of the business, but I don't want to put 25% of their pay away. Their payroll for those three people is like $200,000. I'd have to put $50,000 in. Well, that's a little more expensive than I can afford, and if out of my contribution, it's two for one going to somebody besides me. I'm not saving that much in taxes. So that runs a problem, employees, and that's why the simple plan was created. But it's too late in the year right now to do a simple plan.
So yeah, till the end of October, I think.
Beginning of October.
Oh, is it
October
beginning?
1.
Well, yeah. I didn't mean the end. Duh. I mean, that's what I meant. Hey, it's late in the year, okay? You have till Halloween.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You had until October 1 to set one of those
that's
up.
That's right. It's the third quarter.
And even with a 401k, if you want to be able to contribute, you know, the $18,500 to the 401k, you've got to make sure that your employees are also contributing. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to. There's these rules that say in most plans that you cannot favor the owner of the plan if you have employees. You can't just do it for the owner. A SEP, if I have employees that have been with me for several years, whatever I do for me, I kind of have to do for them, either on a flat dollar amount or on a percentage basis, up to the limits.
Yeah, these are all things to consider. You mentioned also budget, because
budget is important. I mean, how much can you actually afford to put away?
That's right. Remember, when you're putting money away for employees, it's actually their money. It's a form of compensation for them. And if you're giving them extra money for their 401k or whatever their plan is, it's kind of like giving them a raise in many ways.
Also, so you're looking at, do you have employees? What's your budget? How flexible do you need that budget to be from year to year to year to year? Now, a defined benefit plan for a small employer, even with some employees, can put a ton of money away, much more than the $55,000 in many cases. For somebody who's making pretty good money, they can put away a lot of money, especially if you are older than your employees by a long margin. A defined benefit plan favors older, higher paid employees.
Well, it's a pension.
It's a pension, and you've got a shorter period of time to fund a larger pension when you make more money. So, but the problem is, you kind of have to do it every year. If you have this year, you had a great year, but next year you're expecting to go back to making not as much. You got to be careful with those kind of things.
You also got some income issues to think about, salary versus profit.
Yeah, you can't use the profit as part of your calculation.
Yeah, we won't get into that. Anyway, some helpful hints for you folks if you're a small business owner. And, you know, we're here to help you out. If you have any questions on this or anything else, give us a call, 877-PLANNER. We got more to talk about, some emails to get to, other topics, 877-PLA-NNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. More Bucket Strategy Investing.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Where not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3? A pill. Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Listen on the go. Download the BizTalk Radio app, available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. BizTalk Radio.
This close to being non-compliant, this song, I think. Is this the one about dollars?
Yes. Yeah. But they're saying I need
them. Need them, right. You can't, we don't say
promissory.
I have them.
Yeah.
I have them. Yeah, you can say I need them, but maybe there's an inference that we're going to provide you with dollars. We don't do that. We provide you with the knowledge that you need, potentially, to, you know, save some money. We talked about incorporating earlier. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number. Before I get to the email, we had an S-Corp email here from Alex in Fremont, California. So hold on one second, Alex. But we were talking before, for a self-employed individual who is required to pay FICA taxes on their own salary, I had said, and we can just go through this really quickly, that the self-employment tax, the FICA tax, Social Security, Medicare taxes that a self-employed individual has to pay can be far and above the biggest tax that they have.
In many cases, it's much larger than the federal income tax they pay.
Yes. Let's just run an example.
Well, we were playing with it. A self-employed individual married $100,000 of income. Let's just say it's the total household income. After business expenses, so whatever they've run through the business, they have a profit of self-employed profit of $100,000. Well, at that level, the self-employment tax is roughly $15,000, give or take. But what's their federal income tax? Well, their federal income tax, they have $100,000 of profit from their business. Again, that's the only household income. They get to deduct part of the Social Security tax, so they're looking at about $93,000 or so of adjusted gross income. But what do they do from there? They take away $24,000 in today's world of standard deduction. 93 minus 24 takes them down to $69,000. Their taxable income is $69,000. That's 12% income tax bracket. So they're paying 12% on $69,000. They're paying 10 on some and 12 on some. So basically, you know, $8,000 in income tax, $7,500 in federal income tax, compared to $15,000 of self-employment tax.
It's double, or maybe even a little more than double. The self-employment tax was double, even more than double, than their federal income tax.
Now, one of the kick in the backsides to this is that, let's say we do a retirement plan. Well, the retirement plan, they could put away a decent amount of money in a SEP, profit-sharing plan, or something of that nature, as a self-employed person, and it will reduce their federal income tax. It will not reduce their FICA tax, their Social Security tax, their self-employment tax.
Well, neither.
That's a big drive for a lot of people to incorporate.
It is, and neither does my 401k as an employee. My 401k
but the
contribution,
contribution to a SEP, doesn't reduce this business owner's Social Security tax for a self-employed person. It's just the way it is. So the self-employment tax is a big bugaboo for a lot of people.
Well, and this is why you get a lot of people who are incorporated, say an S-corporation, and they look at that tax, they say $15,000 in your example. What they wind up doing is paying themselves something less than $100,000, even though they're doing all the work themselves. So they say, well, I'm $100,000 of profit, I'm going to pay myself a salary of...
$4,000 a month, $48,000 a year.
$50,000 a year, call it. $50,000 a year. And even though I'm doing all the work, I'm going to pay myself a salary of $50,000. So I'm going to pay 15% tax on $50,000, which cuts my FICA taxes in half.
Right, it brings it down to about $7,600.
I just save myself $7,500 in taxes that gets to go in my pocket. Now I still have to pay federal income tax, but I had to pay it anyway.
Right. But the federal income tax, we said like before, is about $7,000 to $8,000.
So that's what people do. Now, you're not supposed to do that in the IRS's law. Well, in the actual law, the IRS looks at that and they say, well, we're going to go after that person.
If the $50,000 that you're paying salary to yourself was not a reasonable salary. We've seen people show it as they have $100,000 of profit from their consulting business and they pay themselves $10,000 a year.
In salary.
It's like, would you do the job that you do for $10,000 a year? Well, no, but I don't want to pay tax. Well, that's not the only motivating factor to, you know, do things.
No, now you will save yourself a ton in self-employment taxes by doing that, but that's kind of in violation of, I don't even know if it's even direct violation of a law. The law says you pay yourself a reasonable salary. So reasonable can be argued one way or the other. In the case of making $100,000 of a business where I'm the only employee, I'm the only one doing the work, there's no way I can reasonably justify paying myself $10,000. I mean,
As soon as you're caught, you'll end up paying taxes, the unpaid FICA taxes on the other side.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
It's just pay yourself reasonable. But all of these things come into play when we're trying to find ways to create efficient uses of the monies that we have. You know, none of us like paying all the taxes that we pay. I mean, I've not met anybody, but we don't want to pay more than we have to. I mean, if you want to, I guess go ahead and do it. But most of us are trying to reduce the taxes, but we want to do it legally, too.
Yeah, you want to do it legally. That's why we're here. Okay, we had a question on an S-Corp. Again, 877-PLANNER. If you want to email us, go to our website, wealthed.com. Just staying on this topic here briefly, we'll move on to something else in a moment. Alex in Fremont, California. I am an S-Corp owner, and my wife and I are the only employees, filing joint and 5 dependents. Our itemized deductions would be around $32,000. W-2 income combined, well, here it is. W-2 income combined is $100,000. And the S-Corp income, after all expenses and salaries paid, will be $230,000.
That's the profit.
Not bad. Alex says, currently our only retirement contribution is a SEP for both of us at $12,500. We are new business owners as of 2018, and only contributed to our employer-sponsored 401k in the past. What can we do to maximize contributions to our retirement accounts, and what accounts do you suggest? Well,
what do we suggest? Well, it would have been a little bit better to do this earlier, but
yes.
First off, do you have employees? It doesn't sound like you have that many employees. You're a new business.
They're not. You said my wife and I are the only employees.
Oh, the only employees. Okay. Then you can do it. Now it becomes down to budget. How much do you want to be able to save? You could potentially save as much as $55,000 a year instead of $12,500. It wouldn't be that much. Sorry. The salary that you're dealing with, they didn't say how old they were. You could do a solo 401k or a small employer 401k, and you could each put in $18,500, maybe more if you're 50 years of age or older. So that would pick up an additional $37,000 of contributions. Now, it's not going to work for this year, unless you give yourself a salary check, a bonus check, between now and the end of the year of at least $18,500.
And put it all in the 401k.
And defer 100% of it. But you can start off next year doing it. So it has a lot to do with budget. If you're a little bit older, maybe you're 50 years of age or older, you could do a defined benefit plan. You could do that for this year. Well, you've already done the SEP for this year, but you could do a defined benefit plan. The defined benefit plan could put away a ton of money, maybe $50,000 each, maybe $60,000 each, depending upon age, into a retirement trust. So it really has to do with budget. You've got a good S corp. Now, I'd want to know. This goes back to John's thing before. The business, with two of you working in it, is creating a total income of $330,000, and it's paying each of you $50,000, and the profit from that business is $230,000.
Well, they have a W-2. It looks like
the salary is $50,000 each.
Okay, so they're talking about that as part of the S corp. Okay.
The salary is $50,000 each, and the profit is $230,000.
Yes.
What type of business is this? Are you a consulting business? You're asking to be looked at because the amount of salary that you're paying is substantially lower than the overall business. Now, if you've got a manufacturing business, you've got profits, or maybe you do a lot of, you have a lot of contractors working for you, where you sub out everything. They're not your employees. You've got them piecemeal work. You got this guy working for this month over here, getting for this job, and you're collecting the profits. Then it'd probably be okay. But if you don't have business, if you don't have people working for you or capital working for you, you're asking for an audit from the IRS because your salaries are low compared to the other issues, to the profit. But Like I said, if you've got people and subs and other things that are working for you, then you're probably okay. But it has to do with reasonableness. Now, how much do you want to be able to save? You got a nice profit. Now, the problem with profit is just because the tax form says there's $230,000 of profit doesn't mean there's cash flow of $230,000. It may be that I'm making payments on equipment that I wrote off a couple years ago, but now I'm making payments on it and I'm not getting the write-off. And so my cash flow is down, but my profits are up. And so do you have the money to be able to contribute? So it's just a matter of age and budget at this point. You have no employees. So let's talk about age and budget and how much you want to save. And let's put a retirement plan in place that can help you.
Yeah, it's there are things you can do, maybe not as much for 2018. For some reason, when I read this, I was thinking they had another job of W-2 as $100,000, like a day job.
That's their same
and the
job.
The S-Corp, but you're saying that that's what they're paying
Sounds
themselves.
Like it's the same thing. They're paying
you're
themselves.
Right. You're probably right. As I looked through it, that may be what it was, but I had read it differently. So anyway, yes, you're paying yourself far too low a salary, and you could be asking for trouble in that regard.
Maybe. Depends on what kind of business it is.
Well, that's right. I mean, as you said, if you're paying out other people to do the work and you're just sitting at home collecting checks, well, then it may be okay. All right, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We have some emails coming up and trivia as well. When we come back, more Bucket Strategy Investing.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com, but join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Numbers 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday
morning. What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Hearing, aw, you shouldn't have.
Without spending more than you should have.
Staples has the hottest tech gifts this holiday. Laptops, tablets, monitors, and printers.
At the lowest prices guaranteed.
And you can't get lower than the lowest with Staples Price Match Guarantee.
So everyone on your list gets more than they dreamed, and you save more than you imagined.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
In-store only, limitations apply. See a store associate for details.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available on iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
Beyond the buckets, in search of the investment options you may integrate into your wealth management plan. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Yeah, Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Now, this hour, we've been talking a lot about small businesses and some plans you might be able to set up and when you might consider incorporating and who should do that and all that stuff and factors to consider from a tax standpoint or from a liability standpoint. That's been this hour. Now, if you happen to listen last hour, the talk of the day was actually something completely different, which was the 4% rule. And we were talking about how much you can potentially take out of your portfolio and have it, what we hope, last at least 30 years or more. Generally, that's somebody's length of retirement. Your mileage may vary, of course. And 4%, as we'd said earlier, is strictly a guideline. It's just a guideline. It doesn't mean that you're set on that. It doesn't mean that you can't take it, that if you take more of that, that your portfolio is going to last. It just happens that if you take more than that, it's not going to last as long. It becomes a time factor. You take less, you can probably last longer. But really, the key is your distribution strategy, how you're taking money out. And that gets into the whole idea of buckets, which I think we didn't even actually mention buckets in and of itself, but we sort of told you. The idea is to carve off a section of your portfolio to draw off of safer money, money that's at least not subject to the whims of the stock market, insulated from that. Use that as your income, and that's what buckets is all about. Yes, you won't have as much money working for you in the stock market or in the equities or
in the good years.
Growth for the good years.
But it won't be losing for you in the bad years either.
That's right, and that's the point. That's the whole point. Much better to say, hey, I made it through the bad years than to say, boy, I sure hit a home run in the good years. It'd be nice to do both, and you could get lucky, but we don't like to rely on chance with your retirement money. Just doesn't work. Doesn't work. All right, coming up on this program tomorrow, we're going to be talking about, I just had it in my head. What did I tell you? Buying real estate in an IRA.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah. We had a question on this last week, and we answered it quite well. I think somebody was looking to buy real estate in their, they had money in their IRA. There was a piece of, I don't know, it was a piece of land, or it was something. It was some type of property, investment type property. And they had money in their IRA, and they wanted to know about buying it inside the IRA. Professor Plum had suggested that it could potentially be purchased personally, and where you get all of the benefits of buying the real estate personally, but have your IRA pay for it.
In essence, you're still using your IRA to pay for it.
Right.
And without the big tax bill, or without the hassles, without the problems
right.
that potentially could come from owning it inside the IRA.
Yes. Now, of course, ultimately the choice is yours, obviously. From a personal standpoint, I prefer, if I were going to own a lot of real estate or any real estate at all, investment real estate, I don't right now, but if I did, I would want to own it personally, figure out a way to do it. For some people, all the money that they have to buy it is in their IRA. And if, especially if they're under age 59 and a half, they don't want to take money out of their IRA, pay taxes on that, and a penalty for being under age 59 and a half, depending. So they decide, well, I'll just buy this inside my IRA. My IRA will make the purchase. In fact, that's what has to happen. You don't actually even own it. Your IRA does. Maybe there's a better way to do it, because inside your IRA, you lose, really, all of the, most if not all, of the tax advantages of buying real estate personally. And there are a lot of advantages to doing that. We may also talk about why you may want to buy it in your IRA.
Sometimes.
And not do the what we're going to, the strategy we're going to suggest tomorrow?
We'll see.
Are there reasons not to do the strategy we're going to suggest tomorrow?
There's always. This is not one of those never, never, always, always.
You know.
Can come up with scenarios where it does make sense.
I understand that. All right, well, we'll talk about it tomorrow. All right, let's see. Trivia, once again, ripping and reading, although I think it had to do with the Social Security benefits. Let's find out. From the Internal Revenue Service, they're telling us that Social Security benefits are taxed by just 13 states.
Yep.
In other words, like they had to do the math for us. In other words, 37 states do not count monthly Social Security benefits as taxable income at the state income level. We happen to live in a state that's very high tax, but for whatever reason,
they don't tax Social Security. Thank you.
It's nice.
At least not yet. Most of the states tax it to the same extent that the federal government will tax it. A couple of states, I think it's five or six, actually tax it more than what the federal government taxes it.
So what they do is they'll use the same criteria that the federal government uses, which is taking a modified adjusted gross income and adding in back of the half of the Social Security.
Well, basically, all they do is they take the federal AGI. If there was taxable Social Security in the AGI, then it's in the state AGI.
Yeah, so the federal figures, though. And here's the other thing. The threshold for determining whether or not some, if not up to 85% of your Social Security being taxed, are still at the same levels that they were back in 1983. In other words, it's like $25,000. Between $25,000 and what, $33,000?
$34,000
of adjusted gross income that your Social Security starts to be...
Half of the amount over the 25 is half the amount of that's amount of Social Security that's included in your...
Yes.
Once you get over the $34,000 as a single taxpayer, modified adjusted gross income, then now 85 cents of every dollar of Social Security becomes taxable up until the point where 85% of your Social Security is taxable. But Minnesota, Nebraska, North Dakota, Rhode Island, Vermont, and West Virginia just take it right off the federal tax return.
Which ones again? Read that more slowly.
Minnesota, Nebraska, North Dakota, Rhode Island, Vermont, and West Virginia.
Those are the ones that tax Social Security.
Just
and
like
they
the
do
federal.
At the same rate as the federal.
Colorado, Connecticut, Kansas, Missouri, Montana, New Mexico, and Utah have a different formula for taxing Social Security, but they do in some respects.
So in some way, they're taxing Social Security benefits in those states, but they don't use the same criteria as the federal government.
Like Kansas residents who earn less than $75,000 have all of their Social Security exempt from tax.
$75,000. Okay, so that's better for you.
And Connecticut's single is $50,000 before they're anything.
Oh, taxed. See, I was thinking maybe they make it even worse than the federal.
I haven't found one that makes it worse.
I still haven't found a good reason for taxing Social Security. Because they can, and they figure like, you know, I don't want to get into it. But
what are you going to do about it, big guy?
What are you going to do about it? It benefits absolutely nobody. And if I were in charge, that would be the first thing, one of the first things I'd get rid of, taxation on Social Security.
And the WEP and the GPO.
Well, WEP and the GPO I'd have to look at because you can maybe make an argument for it. But on the other hand, yeah, I might get rid of that as well. But nobody asks me. Nobody asks me. That's the trouble. All right, out of time. If you need the brain trust off the air, you talk to Professor Rick Plummer, any Lucia Capital Group advisor, 800-644-1150 at the off-air number. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. The information presented in this material was gathered from sources believed to be reliable. However, its accuracy cannot be guaranteed. No client or prospective client should assume that the information contained herein or any component thereof serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice from Lucia Capital Group, its investment advisor representatives, affiliates, or any other investment professional. Rick Plum is a registered representative of and offers securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor and an affiliate of Lucia Securities LLC. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training. John Dean is an associated person of Lucia Securities LLC.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.